Welcome to this podcast about Bayocean and Tillamook Bay in Oregon. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Bayocean was a planned resort community founded in 1906 on a sand spit at the entrance to Tillamook Bay, located about 63 miles west of Portland and 7 miles northwest of Tillamook, Oregon. The spit measures 4 miles long and 0.5 miles wide and separates Tillamook Bay from the Pacific Ocean. The community boasted many features uncommon for small towns of its time: a dance hall, a hotel with an orchestra, a natatorium, a 1,000-seat movie theater, a shooting range, a bowling alley, tennis courts, a rail system, and 4 miles of paved streets. Bayocean was not accessible by road or rail until the 1920s. Initially, residents and tourists arrived by steamship, a 3-day journey from Portland. The entry into Tillamook Bay is notoriously difficult, so Bayocean residents requested the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to construct a protective jetty to reduce the waves. The Corps recommended that 2 jetties be built, one on each side of the bay entrance, to make the crossing safe and protect against shifting sand. However, the multi-million-dollar cost was deemed unaffordable. As a compromise, a single jetty was constructed on the north side in 1917. This one-sided change to the coastline initiated a process of beach erosion. By 1926, the ocean had begun to undermine the foundation of the natatorium. In 1932, waves from a massive storm crossed the beach and destroyed the building. Severe erosion of the spit occurred during winter storms in 1939, 1942, and 1948. By 1952, Bayocean had become an island. What little remained of the town was demolished during a reclamation and dike building project in 1956. In 1960, the last Bayocean house washed away. The final remaining structure, a garage, fell into the ocean in 1971. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.